Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of multifamily team culture. It's an ecosystem. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's also an author, the fabulous Jason Kay, Director of Onboarding and Enablement Delivery with RealPage. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate you having me.
I mentioned that you're an author, and really that's what we want to talk about is the book that you've written, which is entitled Journey to a Rainforest Team Culture. And I guess the subtitle would be A Leadership Story About Fostering Employee Satisfaction and Engagement. I can tell you, based on some of the episodes we've done, employee engagement and employee satisfaction has been a huge topic of discussion for the last several years, especially, it seems, after the pandemic. So tell me a little bit about your background. I mentioned you're a multifamily individual. You've been in the industry for quite a while. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the multifamily industry since 2005. I started as a leasing agent in the city of Chicago. I was working for a commercial and residential developer at the time. And I was working in theater in Chicago, and that didn't really pay the bills. And so I got a job as a leasing agent to, you know, make rent and things like that. And then about a year and a half into my first leasing agent job, my wife and I found out we were going to have twins. Oh. And so I put the theater stuff on the back burner, and I gave 100% of my attention to multifamily. And since I started in 2005, I've held every single position with an on-property team. I've also held a couple of corporate positions, including a director of learning and development. And then about 4.5 years ago, I moved over to the vendor side, where I am currently the director of onboarding and enablement with RealPage.
So, I mean, you certainly have a balanced background, and I'm assuming that when, and I may be wrong, but tell me, you're certainly welcome to tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming when you started thinking about writing a book, you were drawing on experience from your multifamily background. Is that correct?
Oh, 100%. 100%. They say to write what you know, and I know multifamily. Again, most of my career was spent on property, and a good bulk of that on property time was as a manager. I started out managing 280 units, moved up to 315 units, then we added a second phase, then I moved over to an 800-unit two-phase asset. So I've had teams as small as 5, and I'm currently leading a global team of over 30 people. So, yeah, I've been around the block a couple of times in the industry, as you might say.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
Sure. Yeah. So, Journey to a Rainforest Team Culture has been a labor of love for me for the past 3 or 4 years. The book is a leadership book, and it teaches and inspires its readers through a fictional story about a property manager named Eliza Hawkins, who starts as a property manager with a new company. She's an experienced property manager, but she gets a new gig where she's going to be managing the largest asset she's ever managed, close to 800 units. And she's told up front by her new regional that the property has been failing over the past 6 months, and it's her job to turn it around and make sure that they don't get fired by the asset manager. So obviously she's excited for the new job, but nervous about the task in front of her. But she does feel like she's up to the challenge. And then when she gets to her new property and meets her team, she quickly realizes that she's inherited an extremely toxic team culture. So realizing that this is probably a bigger challenge than she's ever faced, she turns to her mentor and former regional, who then teaches her this ecosystem framework that I've developed that's going to help her build and sustain excellent team cultures. And the focus of that framework is on employee satisfaction and employee engagement. And then, two, at the end of each chapter, the reader can fill out a call to action section where they'll be able to reflect on what they just read and start to jot down some of their own ideas and analysis on their own current team culture or their own leadership.
That's fantastic. I mean, you actually wrote a book that has to do with multifamily property management. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And Paul, I think it's the only one out there. I haven't heard of no other books that look at leadership through the lens of multifamily specifically. And so I'm really excited for the industry. I've already had a couple of VPs and regionals reach out to me and say that they've read the book and they're working through the call to action sections to help develop their team culture. Also, they're working on it with their other leaders. And that's really exciting to see that work being done.
That is exciting. Tell us a little bit about what it inspired you to write the book.
Well, this is, I guess, where you kind of get into a little bit of the ugly backstory, right? Everyone's got a story that propels them on to maybe something better or more productive in their life. And so what kind of kickstarted this whole process for me, Paul, was an experience that I had with a leader of mine that really helped me understand or come to understand how employee satisfaction and employee engagement went into creating a team culture. So I was a part of this team many, many moons ago, and the leader of this team on paper seemed to check all of the boxes of what a great leader should be. They held regular one-on-one touch-base meetings with each person on the team. They had goal-setting conversations. They gave you a certain level of autonomy on how to do your job. They were always promoting to be innovative. But despite all of that, the team culture never really seemed to gel. There never seemed to be any roots. It kind of rang hollow as a leader. And so even though they checked the boxes, none of what they were doing had a real impact. Now, there was a team member on our team who was really quite toxic, and this person lacked a lot of, I guess we'll call it emotional control, and would often make people very uncomfortable. And at times, this person would say and do things that really did not align with a psychologically safe culture. And so a couple of us went to our leader and brought up these issues, and when we did, the leader told us that this person that we were raising the issue about was a really high producer on our team. They did very high quality work and they did it quickly. And that person would be extremely difficult to replace. And so we just have to kind of deal with a certain level of uncomfortability because there was a lot on our plates as a team that we had to get accomplished. And so I think a lot of us have been in that situation, Paul. And for me, it was really an aha moment when I realized that the reason none of these leaders' one-on-ones or goal-setting meetings or an attempt to connect with the team didn't work was because there was no foundation of job satisfaction. All of us were really unhappy with this individual who was a very toxic team member because we didn't feel like it was a good environment in which to work. Our job satisfaction pretty much plummeted. That's when I started to dig into the idea of employee satisfaction versus employee engagement. And what I found out was that without a certain level of satisfaction, meaning, you know, you're happy at work, you feel safe and supported, you have the resources needed to learn how to perform your job, you get excited about who you work with, things of that nature. Without that foundation, you can't reach a level of engagement where you work towards things like a higher purpose, or you see innovation bloom out of autonomy, or even a willingness for employees to develop themselves within the job. That gets stunted as well. And those things don't happen unless you have some level of satisfaction. And we were really missing that with this leader. And so all of these engagement activities that they were trying to bring to the table, one-on-ones, goal setting, self-development, it was almost like a house built on sand. It didn't have that foundation, and so it felt very unstable and was very scary to be a part of at times. And then also, I wanted to write this book to help leaders shortcut that learning curve. Because as a leader myself, I had to do all of my people leading skill developments myself. Typically, leaders don't walk into a leadership role having been given tools or the education that they need to lead other people to the best of their abilities. And even one step further, they're rarely, if ever, given training ahead of time about how to develop team cultures. So I thought this would be a critical piece of learning, really, for any leader, new or experienced, inside or outside of multifamily.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We're going to talk a lot more about the book when we get back, but we've got to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of multifamily team culture. It's an ecosystem. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's also an author, the awesome Jason Kay, Director of Onboarding and Enablement Delivery with RealPage. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Jason, in the first segment, we discussed your book and your background and so forth. And just a reminder to our listeners, the book is called Journey to a Rainforest Team Culture. And I want to ask you about that. What was your inspiration for the framework of the book, the ecosystem?
Yeah. So, Paul, it's a really cool framework that I put together myself. This isn't something I've had that question before, which is why I say it. They're like, "Did you make this up?" And the answer is, "Yeah, I did." So, going back to the story from last segment around the leader who, you know, taught me the difference and how satisfaction and engagement interplay. So I was looking for a vehicle to really communicate this in a way that was memorable. And so the framework of the book is based on Earth's ecosystems, hence the title, Journey to a Rainforest, Team Culture. And let me try to give you a visual if I can. This is radio, so let's see how good my descriptive skills are. So I was reading a lot about the challenges happening within Earth's climate right now, and a lot of the articles were about the impacts on each of Earth's terrestrial ecosystems. And there was a chart that I saw, and it was a graph that laid out each of Earth's ecosystems. On the left-hand side, the vertical axis were the metrics for rainfall, and on the horizontal axis were the metrics for temperature. And these are the two most pivotal metrics that define every single ecosystem on Earth. How much rain does it get, and how hot does it get, both on an average annual basis? All right? Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. The low rainfall, low temperature, that's a frozen tundra. Something that has really high temperatures but low rainfall, that's a desert. Something that has really high of both, that's going to be your rainforest. Mm. Okay? So if you were to look at that graph and you were to take a 45-degree line that started at the zero mark and draw it straight up, you'd see that there aren't any ecosystems that exist above that 45-degree line. Every one of those ecosystems exists below it. And here's what that means. There are no ecosystems that have high amounts of rainfall but low amounts of temperature. They don't exist. Hmm. Rainfall only begins to increase as you increase the temperature. So again, for an example, that frozen tundra, low rainfall, low temperature, it's in the bottom left corner of the graph. Now, as you start to raise the temperature on these ecosystems, other ecosystems pop up as you get more rainfall. Things like the woodlands, the shrublands, the grasslands, all of these are ecosystems that pop up once you start to increase temperature and rain starts to increase. Now, here's the caveat. You're not guaranteed rainfall if you increase the temperature. And the desert that I mentioned is the perfect example of that. High temperature, little to no rainfall. So you have an ecosystem with high temperature and no rainfall, but you can't have the opposite, right? Going back to the story about the leader that I had from the past section, that leader was trying to implement all kinds of engagement activities, rainfall, having one-on-one conversations and goal-setting conversations, when the temperature of that culture, satisfaction, was very low because of that toxic employee. So that didn't work. That's why things felt disjointed and none of their efforts were actually taking root. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I made the correlation between rain and temperature to employee satisfaction and engagement, that's where I saw that amazing parallel that just like ecosystems, you can't have a team culture with high levels of engagement, rainfall, and low levels of satisfaction, temperature.
That's amazing that you were able
to. Yeah, it was when I saw it, when the visual was there and I was reading about it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly the modality that I want to communicate this framework in. Because again, the whole basis of the book is you have to build your ecosystem and you have to start with that satisfaction level. And Paul, that's something that not a lot of leaders get training on, because it's things like fostering a safe and supportive tone for your employees, bringing enthusiasm to the office, keeping them motivated, even things like pay. Those are things that typically you don't get taught as a leader. What do they teach you? How to handle difficult conversations, how to set goals, how to motivate your employees, things like that.
Yeah, and I mean, that had to be your aha moment.
It was a huge aha moment, Paul. It was like, I've got it now. And then it was sitting down, breaking it down, and I use the temperature and rain. Those are acronyms in the book. TEMP is an acronym for job satisfaction, and RAIN, R-A-I-N, is an acronym for engagement. And each one of those is a pillar that the reader can analyze their own culture, give some personal feedback to themselves, and then decide which pillar within those they need to start working on.
So, as far as when it comes to a healthy team culture, the rainforest is it, right?
In my opinion, the rainforest is pretty much the best analogy to a healthy team culture. And the reason, so of all the Earth's ecosystems, the tropical rainforest contains the largest quantity and diversity of life on the planet. Because of the high temperature and the high rainfall, it supports the most life on our planet. And that's astounding. And it speaks to the framework of that particular ecosystem. Now, when you translate that to business, Paul, and you just said, you know, we have a challenging time with hiring. Not just multifamily, but a lot of people have a challenge with hiring. And one of the things that can bring people into your company is having a fantastic team culture. When you have a great team culture, it becomes a beacon both inside and outside your company. I'm sure you've worked at places, right, where everyone's like, hey, everyone wants to work for Tina. What is Tina doing? How do we clone Tina? Well, the truth is Tina figured something out about how to develop her teams so that they are high performers, but also have high levels of satisfaction. And so, and then another throw in too is all the amounts of oxygen that the rainforest brings to the planet. So imagine that, that one rainforest team culture in your company, the oxygen it's going to provide to the rest of the company, right? Everyone's going to be able to breathe around this team. Everyone's going to not worry about that team. It's really cool. And not to mention, you know, all of the different medicines and things like that that are found in the ecosystem. If you really dug in, Paul, you can find a lot of depth to why rainforest is really the place you want to be.
So how long did it take you to write the book?
The book was a work in progress for maybe 3 or 4 years, and I started it shortly before the pandemic. And here's a funny story. So I wrote an initial draft that was about half of the book. And in chapter one is the longest chapter because it really goes into the dysfunction of the on-property team that Eliza inherits. And in an original draft, it was much shorter. And when I had a consultation with the publisher, he told me, hey, Jason, if you're going to write a story that you want people to like wear the shoes of Eliza or ride sidecar with Eliza through this experience, we need to experience the dysfunction. Right now, you are telling us about the dysfunction, but we are not experiencing the dysfunction. So I took what was maybe 5 or 6 pages and blew it out to over 20 pages to really give the details. And Paul, that's another thing that's unique about this book is a lot of storytelling books. You've got Patrick Lencioni and Ken Blanchard who do amazing jobs of The 1 Minute Manager and 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, two of my favorite books and really an inspiration to me as an author, but they don't get into the nitty-gritty details. And so when I got permission from the publisher to really expand and go into more detail, it allowed me to show the complicated world that on-property managers deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I didn't even get into residents, Paul. This is just about employees. And that took up over 20-some pages just to show some dysfunction.
Yeah. Did you get into residents at all in the book?
I did not, no. I feel like that's a whole other topic. So I just focused on teams. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things about how you communicate, the tone in which you carry yourself, that filters out to other people like residents, like vendors, things of that nature. So as a byproduct, you should see improved relations with vendors, with residents as well.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we've got to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of multifamily team culture. It's an ecosystem. I'm Paul Marks. Joining by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's an author, the terrific Jason Kay, Director of Onboarding and Enablement Delivery with RealPage. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. So, Jason, in the last segment, you mentioned a couple of acronyms that are in the book, which are TEMP and RAIN. Let's take a little bit deeper dive into that and tell us a little bit about what all that means, and if someone picks up the book, what should they be looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. So TEMP is the acronym around employee satisfaction. And the T in TEMP stands for tone. And this represents how safe and supported people feel within your team culture. And we go back to that story at the beginning of this talk about the toxic person who was on my team. A safe and supported tone is really the foundational element of your entire culture. And oftentimes it can be undervalued or overlooked. And now there's a couple of things that, so for all of our experienced leaders out there, you know there's been times where something has gone a little bit off the rails with your team culture. And in my experience, again, having been a leader for many, many years, oftentimes I can come back to something being disrupted in the tone pillar of satisfaction and kind of rippling throughout the rest of my culture. And so when that happens, you'll notice things like people beginning to disengage. They start showing up late to work. They're not delivering on time. Their metrics slip. And some things that can disrupt that positive tone are things like poor company performance, when people are worried about how their company is performing, things like attrition, people leaving or people being asked to leave, change in organizational structure, reducing headcount. I know there's been some talk lately in the industry about mm-hmm. Reducing some headcount. That can also make people feel unsafe and unstable, and that can impact the tone of your team culture. Losing an asset is a huge one, right? And so I want to say that there's a lot of things that are out of the frontline manager's control that can negatively impact the tone of your culture. But there are also things within your control that you can use to lead people and speak to how you speak to them, how you speak to residents, how you speak to each other. That goes a long way. There's something, one of my favorite things about setting a positive and supportive tone is realistic optimism. You can acknowledge things that are going on that may be negative or challenging, But then you have to keep that look towards the future. You have to keep that optimism that things will get better, that things will improve. It's those leaders that get mired down in the challenges and just produce a really negative environment. So that's tone. The next one is E, and that stands for enthusiasm. And this is when you set an environment where people are excited to show up and they enjoy the people with whom they work. These elements are really outside of their day-to-day job. These are things like when the manager brings you some coffee, or you bring the maintenance team some donuts, or you do a team lunch, right? There's grander gestures, like I've been seeing lately, people having leadership conferences or leadership summits. That goes towards enthusiasm. Award shows, we see people have award ceremonies. Different property management companies have those. Those all rally around enthusiasm. They get people excited about something that just isn't their day-to-day job. And I want to say, too, things that are, it has to be something that's unexpected, right? So if we look back to something like leasing agent bonuses, they've been around for so long that they no longer have the same enthusiasm spike when you close a lease. It's exciting, yes, but the commission that comes with it is expected. Now, when there's a bump in commission on a certain apartment, that's when that enthusiasm can come back in. So enthusiasm is all around either unexpected or sometimes expected things like those award ceremonies can really get people jazzed up. Mm-hmm. So that's E. M is for motivation. And this is how a leader keeps people moving forward, performing their job. And in my experience, there's three aspects to motivation. The first one is providing resources. People who aren't sure about how to do their job are less likely to be motivated. And in order to help someone understand how to do their job, you need to provide them with resources. This can be content in your learning management system. It can be live in-person classes. It can be an on-property mentor who shows them the ropes. It can also include great change management. I mean, how many times have we in the multifamily industry and other industry changed a piece of software that we're using or a certain process or procedure that we do that we're never given the proper level of education or resources on to reach mastery? And that's really where satisfaction comes into play with motivation, is people being able to be good at their job. Everyone wants to be good at their job. And if they're blaming their resources or their training for the reason they're not, then we need to step that up and be able to provide more adequate resources and easy to find resources too, right? You don't want to spend 30 minutes looking for that job aid on how to do that simple task you only have to do once a month. You should be able to find it fairly quickly. The next aspect of motivation is helping employees find the right mindset for the job. And this is something that's a little more ethereal, right? All of our employees are motivated by different things, but it's our job as leaders to understand what they're motivated by and then align them with that task and their mindset. So there's a great example in the book of a leasing agent who really enjoys things like planning resident events and touring residents, touring prospects. And that's because in his mind, he likes to make people excited, provide them with an entertaining time, and he feels like his mindset fits into those other two tasks, but he hates his paperwork, doesn't want to do his paperwork. And so the manager is able to show how the paperwork is a critical element to him providing that good time to his residents, because without that poor move-in experience, really things kind of go off the rails from there. So that's mindset. And then last in motivation is praise. You've got to give people feedback, positive praise, to keep them moving forward. Also, on a very basic level, to let them know what they're doing right. If people don't know what they're doing correct, they may stop doing it. And at the end of the day, praise has to be specific. And one of my favorite examples was, if you're talking to a leasing agent, let's say they closed 5 leases over the weekend, you can say something like, hey, really great job closing those 5 leases. Excellent work. And leave it at that. But they don't understand, they might not understand what they did to get those 5 leases or why it works this weekend and maybe not other weekends. And so as a leader, maybe giving a more genuine piece of feedback like, hey, congratulations on closing your 5 leases this weekend. I bet that's because you tend to always really get to know your prospects. You take the time to understand them and their needs, and that connection is critical to you developing trust and them wanting to live here. That's a much more robust form of feedback that allows them to know my leader sees me making connections, values that, and believes that's the reason I'm having success, and then they can repeat that behavior. Because at the end of the day, praise is great, and a byproduct of that is to make someone feel good, but the actual reason for giving praise is so that they continue to do those things that are working well. And then we touched a little bit on this before. The last one, the P stands for pay. And it's more about, it's more than just money, Paul. It's also about benefits and PTO and work flexibility. How are you compensating your employees? You know, there's a lot of talk about, well, if you have a more altruistic purpose, people don't need, they'll take less money. Well, sure, to a point, right? But people aren't going to be living on ramen just because they have some more altruistic purpose. They need to pay their bills. They need to take care of their families. They need, you know, time off and health benefits. And so if that can be a more robust pillar of satisfaction, it really helps you in the long run with developing engagement. So that's temp, T-E-M-P. I'll take a break there because I did a lot of talking. Any questions about any of those?
No, I don't, but we do need to take a break. And so we're going to talk about the acronym for RAIN when we come back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of multifamily team culture. It's an ecosystem. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's also an author, the fabulous Jason Kay, Director of Onboarding and Enablement Delivery with RealPage. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible: Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management; DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents; Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry; and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we are talking with Jason Kay, who is the author of a book that is specifically about the multifamily industry, or tells the story of a property manager in multifamily. And the book is called Journey to a Rainforest: Team Culture. And so in the last segment, Jason, you were talking about a couple of acronyms that are prevalent throughout your book, which one was TEMP, which stood for tone, enthusiasm, motivation, and pay. And now we've got RAIN. Tell us a little bit about that acronym.
I'd love to, yeah. So the RAIN acronym is all about fostering employee engagement. The R in RAIN stands for reason. And that's, you know, what is the reason that your team exists? What is the reason that you show up every day to work? This element is aligned with your why or your higher purpose. But whatever you call it, it's really about defining your reason for existing. And this, Paul, goes beyond things like, we have to make money and we have to grow and we have to, you know, absorb more assets or provide great customer service. It needs to be something specific, and it should be something that's pretty much unattainable. So it's this ideal that you're always working towards. And if you're able to define that as a team, that will really help you in making your decisions about important elements or things that you need to, you know, move forward with as a team itself, where you put your focus. And oftentimes, you know, having a purpose statement can be confused with a customer promise statement or even core values, but it's neither of those. Those things are so valuable, but it's very different than your reason statement. And so we go into detail about that in the book. We show examples through the narrative in that chapter. And then at the end, we give you some resources to go about with your own reason discovery. So that's a... The R, the next two, the A and the I in RAIN, are for autonomy and innovation. And these two really go hand in hand. So autonomy, that's when employees are allowed to or promoted to take ownership of their own decisions and their own growth. And ultimately, that leads to the ownership of their own success. And so when a leader has an opportunity to provide autonomy, you should. There's a couple different areas with autonomy that can be provided. So there's a couple different focus areas. The first one is around when you do work and giving employees the ability to decide when they do work. It doesn't always fit into every industry, right? Like the multifamily industry, you're open from 9 to 6. And so people need to show up 9 to 6. But if you look within the job itself, are you as a leader dictating when they've got to check emails, when they've got to walk property, when they've got to go to lunch? If you're scripting out every hour of the day for your employees, maybe try to loosen the reins a little bit. Can you give them some autonomy about when they do their work throughout the day? We all know they've got to be there from 9 to 6, but when they do certain elements of their jobs can give them that sense of autonomy. The other one is around what they do. Again, a lot of tasks in multifamily are already prescribed, but there are projects and committees that people can choose to work on, whether it's planning resident events or being a part of a different sub-organization or even creating some company-wide events. Giving them autonomy to work on different projects is also a benefit. And then the autonomy around how is really beneficial. Giving employees general statements like provide excellent customer service, but then we don't get any examples. So giving them the autonomy to decide what excellent customer service can look like can be a benefit as well. And then last but not least is with whom they work, the autonomy to decide with whom they work. And again, in an office, especially in multifamily, you work with who you work with. But again, going back to those projects and those subcommittees, are there ways for them to choose teams, choose partners? And when you give that autonomy, that's always a benefit around engagement. Now, autonomy, when you give that freedom to do things, leads to innovation. And Paul, for me, in my experience, when you have employees who are innovative, who are bringing new ideas, who are suggesting changes and improvements, that is really where the money's at. Your company is going to grow. It's going to evolve. It's going to take the next step forward. And so if you've got that idea person on your team, you as a leader should listen and you should see what would bring immediate value and how you can start to implement some of those things. So that's autonomy and innovation. And then the last one is the N in RAIN, and that's for nurture. And this is the one that most people are familiar with if they've been through some leadership training. This is where you're going to set your goals. This is where you're going to have one-on-one meetings. This is where you're going to give developmental feedback. This is about growing the employee, whether it's in their current role or growing them for the next role. And there's a reason that nurturing is at the end. It's the final pillar, because like that story that I told in the beginning, if you jump the gun and you're trying to do all this development without first like laying the foundation for the rest of this stuff, it's not going to be as impactful as it would if you had done the work ahead of time. So nurturing is the final one and probably, again, the most familiar to our leaders. So that's the RAIN acronym.
Yeah, that's very clever and it's meaningful as far as what they each do. Let's talk a little bit about your focus on frontline leaders. First of all, define a frontline leader. We have about 4 minutes left before we transition to something else.
Sure, absolutely. So frontline leaders, I've always either worked on or led frontline teams. And these are teams that are customer facing in some way. So you think about those leasing agents. Currently, I manage a global team of over 30 trainers who engage internally, right? If your folks directly interact with your customers, whether your customers are external or internal, I consider that frontline employees. And I also consider frontline employees some of the most impactful employees of your company. Think about it. If you are working as a leasing agent, if you're working in a call center, if you're a salesperson, oftentimes someone's opinion of your company is based on the interaction they have with a frontline employee. So why not spend the time and the resources to help develop the leaders of those teams, because oftentimes the leaders of frontline teams can make or break how those frontline employees interact with customers.
So certainly frontline leaders are important. Also, how do you feel the book brings value to folks who are not frontline leaders?
Great question, Paul. These pillars of satisfaction and engagement are universal throughout regardless of what role you have in multifamily, regardless of the industry you work in. At the end of the day, if you're leading people, you need to keep them happy and you need to keep them engaged. And so this book, although it is through the lens of a frontline leader, of a property manager, is applicable to every leader. You might need to tweak a few things, and I'm always available. You feel free to shoot me a message on LinkedIn. I'm happy to talk with you about it. But even a CEO can leverage this book to create better cultures for those people who report to them.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left. I want to ask you, when you were writing the book, what was your hope for the book?
I mean, big goals is this becomes the go-to manual for multifamily property managers. Mm-hmm. Like, I want this to be a foundational element for anyone who leads a team in property management to read, to leverage. I want this to become a way of communicating. Hey, your regional manager calls you. Hey, I've noticed your numbers have been slipping. Let's talk through your culture. How is the tone? Are people enthusiastic about showing up? Do they have the resources they need? Where do you think the elements are? What kind of innovation is your team bringing to the table, right? Like, if this becomes a common language throughout multifamily, dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine so. tell me What do you believe leaders who, whether they're frontline or corporate leaders, can do immediately after listening to what you have to say?
The great thing, Paul, again, those call to action sections, after you look through the book, you're going to have a really clear picture on where you're going to need to put some focus. And because the pillars are in somewhat of an order and kind of build on top of one another, I would go to the pillar that you consider to be the biggest opportunity for yourself, that is early on in the book, and start working there. And there's all kinds of questions about what can you do, what can you commit to, that you write down for yourself. And so really it's a roadmap, Paul. Any leader who goes through this book and takes the time to fill those sections out will have done a tremendous amount of work and really set themselves up for success.
Perfect. Again, the book is called Journey to a Rainforest Team Culture. Jason, where can someone purchase the book? How can they find it?
Well, you can get the book in digital, in audio, or paperback at Amazon. And you can also get a paperback version from my website, www.jasonk.com. And you can also reach out to me via the website. Or you can hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm always accepting connections. Those are probably the two best places.
Yeah, and I do want to let our listeners know that if they go to the our website at multifamilyradio.com to this episode page, there'll be a picture of the front of the book. If you click on it, it'll take you directly to Amazon so that you can purchase it there as well. Jason, one other thing. What's the next book? What's your idea for the next book?
You know, I'm kicking around some ideas around how to write a book for individual contributors. Ah. How do you help your team's culture as an individual contributor?
That's great. That's great. Well, we'd love to have you on the show again and talk more about this. It's a terrific book. The only book I'm aware of that was written about a multifamily person, the property manager. So
same with me. I don't know any other books that are about this industry.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.